Item number 14, from the Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Larry Pinella, Deputy Chief Information Officer with IMSD. Information report before you is IMSD's 5-year capital plan. Basically centers around safety, security, and obsolescence. We have quite a few systems, systems and equipment that are obsolete, one being the Milwaukee County Public Safety Radio System. I believe you are all very familiar with that particular project. This is the in our plan is the final phase of this project. There's also the final phase of the replacement of the Milwaukee County PCs. We will have all of the PCs, we'll begin deploying the PCs by approximately June this year and having everything done by mid of next year. In here we have the replacement of the phone and voicemail system. That too is obsolete. In 2014, the House of Correction and the Zoo are out of ports, which means we cannot issue them any more phone numbers. We are in the process of coming up with a solution there temporarily, possibly even looking at phasing in a voice over IP system. We will know more within the next couple of months as we're going through the study. Part of the phone and voicemail replacement is also wireless communications. In order to go to voice over IP, we do have to do something with our wired and wireless systems. Mainframe. The mainframe is circa 1999. It is very costly. It's approximately $4 million. And we want to implement a new system that will make the county more productive, as well as be more efficient, and our operating costs will be approximately 50% of that. As the years go on, we have $13 million in our request for 2015. It goes down to $8 million in 2016. And then from the years after that, it's, I think, $2 or $3 million. It goes down substantially. So there's a lot of replacement that needs to take place in the next couple of years, but we do see it tapering off after.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Pinella, with respect to wireless communications, you have, I believe you have requests for $1 million or so each year. This is Wi-Fi?
Yes, sir. It is Wi-Fi. It is also wired as we need it. As we get into the county buildings and do assessments, we'll make the determination of whether it is going to be wireless or wired. We'll work with the various departments, including yourselves, and look at what your needs are, and then from a technology perspective, what the need is there, and then make the decisions.
For what was put in this room and 201B, and for the county board chambers, how much did that cost?
Supervisor, I will have to get back to you on that. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Okay.
Since those systems, that Wi-Fi system has come online and we're using it, that's why they're able to use what they have in front of them. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we see the return of Thin Client.
Yes.
It disappeared for a couple of years. But so before we get there, and also in view of voice over IP, one of the things I keep saying to you guys is, like, bandwidth. I mean, we just don't seem to have fast, stable, robust internet here, so I'm really concerned about we're moving to all this stuff over the internet, and we already aren't able to keep up. So is that in the that goes beyond wireless access. I'm just talking about the connection itself.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, What we are doing with, we recently have replaced our wide area network to what's called a Metro Ethernet through Time Warner Cable. And as our need increases, our bandwidth can increase. It's just a matter of a phone call, and our bandwidth will increase with Time Warner Cable. Some of the slowness issues also have to do with internal wiring, which would be addressed through wireless and the wireless project, as well as some of the hardware, some of the switches and whatnot, and they too are at a point where they need to be replaced. So we are putting the plan in place to move towards thin client and voice over IP, and that's why this wireless communications project is very important to both of those projects.
Okay. Well, it's definitely important. I keep using my private network because I can't, you know, it's that bad. Like, I don't understand that we moved to iPads, but we don't have wireless consistent here. So I can get it in a meeting room most of the time, sometimes not in my office.
Not in the hallway.
My desktop couldn't even get internet for a couple of days. I mean it's just we don't have consistent connection. And I regularly rely on my private devices just because it's more reliable.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could, we are working with Ms. Bablich, and we were working with Ms. Schakowsky to address some of the wireless needs within this area, and we hope to be able to get you your connection in the hallways and whatnot within next month or two, three.
Okay. All right. I mean,
we have some carryover issues that we have carryover that we have to go through.
A week or two, a month or two.
No, we have carryover. As soon as carryover comes through, and then the money will be available, and then we can address.
All right, thank you.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
I'm just going to ask you, don't forget about the user. And maybe I don't even have any business asking a question in this area, but not everyone is, you know, young and capable, and users are frustrated without training and, you know, inability to understand what the changes are and so on. So while you make all these, you know, upgrades, there's a human cost to it. So that's my plea.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question about current capital projects in your division and the progress of those and where they're at, they're on schedule and things of that nature.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, one of the big projects that we have going right now is the public safety radio system. Yesterday we finished what is called detailed design review, and so we have our plan in place. We anticipate having our first four channels lit up by October of this year. We are meeting with the municipalities. We're starting our first one-on-one meeting this coming Monday with Wauwatosa. So with that project, we are on schedule. We have a mainframe study that we anticipate having done by summer this year that we will be presenting. What that study will tell us is just kind of a current state of where we are and some options of what we need to do to move forward, and that would include the cost that is going along with that. We have the Windows migration project we just got done with OWA, which is the new email system. The back end is built, and we are in the process of identifying all the applications, testing all the applications, going through application rationalization. What does that mean? If we have four applications that do the same thing, we're looking to see if only one application can meet that need so that we can save on licensing and support costs. That we are anticipating to be done within the next couple of months, and we are going to be doing our rollout at the end of Q2. That is our plan for right now. We have a team that is working on that plan right now, and Mr. Lindbergh and myself will be getting a copy of that hopefully within the next week or two. We have a disaster.
If I could jump in really quick, is
yes.
Wiring the courthouse for the safety building a part of those as well?
We have we had a project in 2012 called Courthouse Complex Wiring WO606, and the courthouse from floors 4 through 7 have been complete. The safety building has been complete. The ME's office has been complete. We have some funds left over, and we are right now from the safety building project that just closed, and we're doing an analysis with A&E on the next phase of the project, and where we're going to spend that money and where it's going to give us the greatest value.
Okay. And is the courthouse portion, the funds for that one, is that one on?
We do not have enough money to complete courthouse ground through 3. So this is why we need to get together with A&E and look at the greatest need and the next steps with that with those funds.
Gotcha. How much was left over from the safety building?
I believe it was approximately $240,000.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor House.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Filling off Supervisor Bowen's queries, can you give me a ballpark figure? What would it take to finish wiring the courthouse? You did the top bit, but is this the thickest, the oldest parts down here? And I'm actually getting away from my question. How much, roughly, would it take? And would that then give us, would we have Wi-Fi wherever we go?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, as we come into the courthouse and look at ground through 3, we meet with the various departments to understand their needs as it relates to wireless, as it relates to speed, as it relates to voice over IP, mobile computing, and then we put the plan together based on that. Right now, ground through 3, I do not know the quality of the wiring that is in this area, nor the closet, which is where everything connects, and the hardware that is there. And I'm unsure of asbestos in those areas. So for me to, there's too many unknowns for me to make a guess. I want to say that the safety building administrative offices were approximately between, I want to say it was about $650,000 to $700,000 for just the administrative areas of the safety building.
Okay. And the mainframe, you said we've had that mainframe since 1999?
Circa 1999, yes.
Okay. Cool. That's old. That's an old piece of gear. Old iron is the industry term.
Old faithful.
Yeah, old iron. So now, and we've established repeatedly,
like
this costs about $4 million annually. Is that correct?
That is correct. And maybe a little bit high because we have been cutting staffing dollars and becoming more and more efficient over the years. It might be closer to 3.7.
Well, if we round up, it's
3.6.
We got to do. We're on finance committee, so we round up here, right? No, we don't. But I see there's. I'm looking at this document. The year 2016, let's see, ranked number 4 is mainframe apps migration. It's a $4.5 million cost. The description is a multi-year initiative to migrate from obsolete mainframe platform. Okay, that's still 2 years away in this timeline. I see there's also something in 2015. So my question, Ms. Pinella, is what is the timeline for getting away from that mainframe, and what costs will we incur along the way?
Well, the project would involve meeting with all the various stakeholders, and right now the mainframe provides our criminal justice system as well as our financial system. So we would need to meet with the Sheriff's Department, the House of Correction, a Delinquency Court Services, and determine their needs, as well as meeting with procurement, accounts payable, legal, because the system that we would bring in to replace the mainframe would be a separate public safety system, but then also an ERP that would not just answer financials, which is what Advantage, the mainframe, does now, but also wrapping in procurement, contracts, asset management, capital finance, budgeting. It'd be one comprehensive system that would provide efficiencies for not only workflow, but also tools for better decision making, because all of your data would be right there at your fingertips.
What's an ERP?
I'm sorry, it's an enterprise resource system, so it's okay. It's a comprehensive
enterprise system. Level computing system.
Yes.
So much bigger than
yes.
A humble
idea. Yes. But the operating cost for this new system, it is anticipated to be approximately 50% of what we're spending right now for mainframe.
Okay. And this is this would be in place. We should talk about that in tech committee, I think. But
yeah. Absolutely.
I was curious, you know, would this be in place? Would the ERP, new acronym for me today, would the ERP be in place after we get away from the mainframe, or would it have to be installed during the transitional period?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes. We would keep the Advantage system parallel as we're going through the implementation until we've gone through user acceptance testing, and then we can sunset the mainframe.
Okay. Now, Mr. Chairman, this is informational?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr.
I think we should establish a millennial committee to review these policies.
Yeah. do you need a referral to CSE, or is that just...
Yeah. We did on the other ones.
You don't?
We didn't, but we did.
I don't know that we need it.
It's just directed.
Yes. Any more questions on item 14? If not, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you.
Let's go back to item 11. If I'm not mistaken,